Every Wednesday morning, we try and do something that's going to make your life a little bit better, especially this year. Feels like we need it. That's why it's time for this.
Goosebaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's Wellness Wednesday. It's Anna and Raven. You're probably wondering why it sounds like I'm in a stairwell. It's because I'm in a stairwell.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds great.
So one of the things you're supposed to do, especially if you're working from home and you want to get your blood pumping because you're kind of always just stationary, is you're supposed to do what's called the stair challenge. So you run up and down your stairs at home 3 times, and it gets your heart really pumping, and it increases your creativity.
Wow, I had no idea. It's a good thing I was such a good middle schooler and teenager because I lived in a condo that was 4 floors. Now I know why. It was the secret to my success. What you see before you now, Anna, is just somebody that has 1 stairwell and not 3. Are you going to take us through this?
All right. So I guess I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to run up and down the stairs. So right now I have my mask off, but technically I'm not supposed to be here without my mask. So I'm going to have to put my mask on. So let's see how that goes, okay?
Given the fact that there's nobody else in the stairwell, I mean, I think you'd probably be all right. But do whatever you got
to
do.
I don't like to break the rules, Raven.
No, I know. I know. You're definitely okay. A rule follower.
All right. And we're putting this all on Facebook if you want to watch it. All right. Let's see if it gets the adrenaline going. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go. 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 I'm sweating. Okay. All right.
Was that 3?
I'm done.
Was that 3? Because it sounded like 2. I feel like you owe me 1 more.
No. I got to take my mask off. I can't breathe.
Do you feel better?
I don't know why athletes do it.
You feel better?
No, I feel tired. I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, oddly, I feel better. This has been relaxing and fun for me, but...
I think this is one of the ones that you make your kids do, and you say, you'll time them, or you're like, all right... Run to the top of the stairs and then run down. I'll time to see how long it takes just so they go do something. I'm not sure, as a mom, this was the right thing for me, though. I feel a little bit like Superman.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's called lightheadedness. Lean against the wall.
All right.
Santa reached out, needs our help. Actually, needs your help. It's Anna and Raven. The Santa tip line is open. Who has been naughty and who has been nice? He would like you to call and let us know. Leave a voicemail message 24/7. The number is 833-431-0905. Let's check those messages.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, I believe that my mom's job, Southwest, deserves to be on the nice list. Southwest Behavioral Department, my mom got cancer, well, she's already had cancer, but cancer got really bad. She had to take an absence of work for a year, and my dad had a stroke. So they're both not working and not doing well. They both can't do a lot. So Southwest sent a whole catering for Thanksgiving. And then they felt bad because the catering department forgot to give us meat. 2 days later, sent us food again. They've just been super nice, super helpful. They're trying to help. No, my mom can't do a lot, and I really appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah, there's nothing better than when you're feeling like you're at a low point. I mean, first off, just tell yourself, number one, no matter what we're all going through this year, there are people dealing with even more than what we're all dealing with out here regularly.
Yeah.
That's the first lesson. And just an amazing job from people that aren't seeing somebody every day due to COVID conditions, due to their own health issues, and still reaching out and doing stuff.
It makes all the hair on my arms stand up because there's just so many good people out there and good businesses that really care about their employees. And when you hear a child come and be like, hey, you're supporting my mom and dad this way, it makes a difference this year.
All the difference, for real.
Message received yesterday.
I have a next door neighbor that insists on parking too close to my driveway, almost so close that I can't make the turn to back into my driveway. And he does it all year wrong. He belongs on the naughtiness. Almost 1 foot in the way of my driveway, and I've asked him so many times in a nice way, I've given up.
Oh, it's my biggest pet peeve.
They can't all be good, all right? Not everybody can be nice. And again, when you rat out those that are misbehaving around you, it makes you look better.
That's right. Why do they park so close? Like, I get it. It's a public street, but, like, please give my car 3 feet.
Message received yesterday.
I think my friend Erica should be on the nice list this year because it is her birthday this Sunday. And she has just been a trooper in this COVID-19 season, and she deserves lots of good gifts this Christmas. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Happy birthday, Erica. We hope Santa's really good to you. We'll make sure he gets the message.
Nice of your friend to call, but that doesn't mean that your friend gets out of giving you a gift.
If you'd like to call the Santa tip line, let us know who's been naughty and nice. We'll make sure the big guy gets the info. It's 833-431-0905.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. I want to make fun of this mom, but here's the truth.
Yeah.
It's like a same thing I would do, thinking I'm really funny, and then my kid being so disappointed in me.
And now here today, she is going viral, and that's all the things you ever want in your life.
Yeah, but for all
maybe
the
you
wrong
should
reasons.
Have thought of it.
No, I don't think so. So a mom gave her son a coronavirus-inspired birthday cake, and if you think that your child would like that, that's definitely all I need to know about you. Listen to the reaction.
You know what it is?
No.
You do not know what it is? It's COVID-19. It's a virus cake. Are you serious? It's going to go with the whole theme. The year we have to quarantine.
I want to die.
But, I mean, her excitement can't be contained, and his cannot be hidden anymore.
I want to die.
Right. I'm with you, buddy. I get it.
She thought she was being so clever, this poor mom.
Right.
And I get it. Like, you try anything right now. The kids are down. Things aren't the same. And you're like, I know what'll make them smile. I'll make this ridiculous COVID-19 cake, and that'll make them giggle on their birthday.
That's a fail.
It's a fail, but she tried. Can we give her brownie points for trying?
I mean, I'll give her cake points, I guess. But, you know, I mean, here's the thing about a cake. Even if it looks wrong, you're going to eat it. So I'm sure the cake ended up in somebody's stomach, but I get it.
She went to the CDC website and she tried to copy the thing on the CDC website.
Seems like a lot of work.
She tried so hard.
If you think you're going to just be able to pull up your shirt to cover your mouth at the doctor's office instead of wearing a mask, that's all I need to know about you. I had my annual physical yesterday, which is always an exciting time. Anna and I, we discussed that. It involves some intimate relations at my age.
You stress about it so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the doctor, you know, it's there's no date or anything before that. And then all of a sudden there's a prostate exam.
We understand.
Right. So there was a 45-minute wait in the lobby yesterday. And through that, every other person that came in there before me, even though I had to call when I'm in the parking lot to say I'm ready to come in, and they say they're ready for me.
Yep.
There's three people in there when I get in there. And then another person comes in and everybody gets to the back before me. I go in there. I'm frustrated with the weight that I had. I'm laughing at this gentleman that came in that thought he was going to be able to do that, even though there's mask signs everywhere. And he's pushing the wheelchair of somebody that's 80 years old. After that, I get in the office. Given when the doctor gets in the office, there was another thing that I picked up on. I'm willing to take any vaccine whatsoever. If my doctor goes, yep, good idea. I think they gave me like three vaccines yesterday.
Okay.
I had flu.
Yeah.
I had a hep booster that I didn't actually, like, they had to look it up. And then I had, like, a tetanus thing. Like, I mean, what am I, 12 years old?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, who gets a tetanus shot nowadays?
Dakota, my 2-year-old, has her 2-year checkup on Monday. She's going to have the same exact
thing. It was so weird. She's just like, do you think you should get them? And I'm like, all the hemming and hawing and research and different news stories you read about one thing and the other, I'm like, sure, just give them all to me.
Just give them all.
Put them all on this arm, and let's make it all happen in the next 15 minutes so I can get out of here.
But I love the guy that just lifts up his scarf over his mouth. And he's like, and that's his mask.
He thought he was going to do it. Good. He pulled it up, and he took 3 more steps closer to the counter. The woman behind the glass just gave him a disappointing look, and he turned right around.
Right. Coming up next, Amazon drivers. The big new thing that we've been seeing all over Facebook is people have been putting out baskets for their delivery drivers, like with snacks, kind of as a thank you. Now, here's the big question. Do they actually want that? We're going to find out from an Amazon driver. Coming up next with Anna and Raven. If your home is anything like mine, you got a lot of packages showing up. It's Anna and Raven. But what can you actually do to help the FedEx, UPS, Amazon, United States Postal Service drivers? Andrew Kaiser is an Amazon driver.
Efficiency is key, Anna Zapp. Mm-hmm. So, Andrew, I mean, I don't know about leaving cash envelopes outside because nobody knows who's going to pick them up. But my wife says to me yesterday she's going to put together a basket for you guys. What needs to be in the Amazon driver basket?
I mean, let's be honest. The Dunkin' Donuts gift card is always nice because hot coffee is always good. Mm-hmm. And some nice cold water, maybe a cup bag of chips, something like that. We like snacks. Snacks are always nice.
Now, do you have any hesitation? Because this is the argument I've been having amongst my friends. Don't you think it's weird to be getting snacks from strangers?
I don't have a problem with it. I personally carry hand sanitizer on my truck, and I'm very careful. And I would say as long as it's something that's wrapped up, you know, like packaged from the factory. I wouldn't put brownies out there that are wrapped in Reynolds wrap or anything like that. But, you know, anything that's factory wrapped, we'll call it, is probably a good thing.
You know, on the other hand, though, sometimes you're just hungry, all right, and you're tempted.
That's true. Right. That's true. Sometimes I'll take anything. If it's late in the day, sometimes anything goes.
Three prepackaged snacks that need to be on your doorstep for your Amazon driver. Go ahead. It's your dream wish. What would it be?
Granola bars are a good power food, you know, because we're working long days. Some bottled water. And then personally, I'm a fan of the nacho cheese Doritos.
Good.
I thought there was going to be Doritos in there.
Yeah.
I just
more than snacks, really, there's stuff that people can just help us out a little bit. Stuff that you can do at your house that can help us as drivers be a little bit more efficient and just get your package delivered successfully. I think that's a big thing.
Okay.
Number one, mm-hmm. of course, it's getting dark early. Leave your porch lights on if you know you're getting a package. It just helps us be safe and find the front door.
Right.
And then another good thing, make sure you shovel. If it snows, shovel for us. Of course, we help Santa deliver presents. We're big helpers of Santa. And if you are having a package delivered to your house that may not be in a brown cardboard box. For example, yesterday I delivered a Barbie dream house to a house,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy.
I want to make sure as a driver that nobody sees the package before Santa wants you to see it. You can go in your address book section, Mom and Dad, and leave special instructions for Santa on where on your property to leave the package. So this lady had me leave the package in the back shed so that the little eyes didn't see it.
That's smart.
Yeah, you know
where I'm going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. But you went to the back shed. There wasn't a dog back there loose or anything, right?
Well, there's dogs. All bets are off. Cujo's back there.
Then forget it. You're finding out that you're getting the Barbie dream house.
Right.
All right, all great tips. Andrew, thank you so much. And thank you so much. I'm sure you guys are jammed this year more than ever.
Absolutely. And we are happy to do it. It's our pleasure. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody.
How many packages do you think, on estimate, you deliver a day right now? Just a guesstimate.
We do two different things. We think of stops and packages. Today, I have 240 packages on my truck, and it's going to 135 individual houses.
That's a lot. That's a
lot. So people are ordering a lot of stuff.
Yeah, turn on your lights.
You got it.
But the craziest part about this, Raven, what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is they say that Trump knows and that he was ordered not to tell anyone because he wants to prevent mass hysteria.
And listen, if you're the president of the United States, nobody can order you to do anything, Anna Zapp.
Maybe the Galactic Federation of Aliens can.
I mean, that just sounds like somebody that's got a spandex uniform.
Okay, let me explain.
Doesn't sound real, and I love space.
It's Anna and Raven. There is a former head of Israeli's military space program.
The Mossad.
He's accomplished. He's got awards. He's been published. There's no reason why he would lie about something like this. I think, if you're so accomplished, why would you pull this out of your rear end for no reason whatsoever, right? He's claiming that aliens have made contact with officials in the United States and Israel over the years, but the aliens don't want to come out in public, and here's one of the news sources saying why.
Okay. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are.
So basically, good. He thinks that we can't handle the truth.
Right.
We can't handle it.
So now that the spaceships are better, now it's time for us to realize that they're aliens? Come on.
It gets even weirder. He claims that there is an underground base on Mars that American astronauts have been to.
Right, and they're working in right now, I believe, right?
Working right now. Don't you think that sounds insane?
Yes. Yes, it does sound insane.
But nobody's coming forward and saying, nope, that's not real.
No, I've heard a couple other people, too, respectfully come forward and just say that they think that the gentleman may have lost his mind. You know, that's the thing. You get to a certain age. Let's be honest, all right? things start to fade. Maybe he is telling the truth. But it's a perfect time to turn around and point at him and go, quack, you're a quack. You don't make any sense.
This is exactly what the Galactic Federation of Aliens was talking about, Raven. You're not ready for the truth.
If you were aliens and you had mastered, you know, flying across the universe and, you know, light travel and all that stuff, then, you know, frankly, you probably wouldn't be worried about the PR machine going on the planet. I mean, what sense would that make? You're thinking that aliens actually have some use for us. I mean, who's to say that they do?
Well, then why are they here and why are they sharing information with us and why are we all on Mars together? Right now, there's a Mars party going on. Yeah. We don't know anything about it.
I guess I'll have to get to the bottom of this and go pick up a National Enquirer. Do they still have those at the grocery store?
Oh, man. They were ready. You're not ready. You're not ready for it. They were 100% right. You're not ready for the truth. How many times have you been walking down the street and you see someone and you think to yourself, oh, my gosh, that person looks exactly like me?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Not that often. I've had some people point some things out to me over the years, though.
Yeah, so scientists say that you have 6 doppelgangers somewhere in the world.
I guess that makes sense, yeah. Right? 7 billion people we're coming up on?
It's Anna and Raven. This made me giggle because the other day, my husband, my daughter's school has an Instagram account.
Sure.
And they're always posting pictures of the kids doing things. So he sends me a picture. He's like, look who made the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I look. And it's, look at the picture. It's Hayden.
Okay.
So I look at it and I was like, oh my gosh. So I tag my daughter, who is 11, in the comments so that she can see it, like when she gets out of school, that they posted a picture of her, right?
Sure.
Right. Do you see the picture?
Yes.
I just texted it to Raven. You see her on the right?
Of course.
That's not her.
Wait a minute. What?
That's not Hayden. So Hayden comes out of school, right? And I go, did you see? She goes, why did you tag me in that? I go, because you're in the picture, Mama. That's why. She's like, that's not me. That's Victoria. I go, what? She goes, oh, my gosh. I thought at least my parents would know the difference. I go, what?
She does look a lot like her.
She says that the teachers confuse them all the time. And they're constantly being asked at school if they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl is a year younger than Hayden.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, we can't be twins. But the girl looks exactly like her. To the point where Paul and I, my husband and I, couldn't even distinguish between us and her.
I'm always amazed at what they can do with makeup and stuff like that and dressing somebody up. But yeah, I mean, naturally, they clearly look very much alike. Yep.
It's crazy. But there's a website that you can upload a picture of yourself. It's called twinstrangers.net, and you can find your doppelgangers. I would think that a lot of people would have to do it in order for you to find your doppelgangers.
Right, right.
But I would always say, like, who's the celebrity you look like?
Well, you know it's Vince Vaughn, dude. I mean, look at me.
But do you still believe that?
Well, it's fading a little bit now, all right? Vince Vaughn's still got, you know, the hair. His hairline hasn't moved over the years. Now, I'm not sure whether or not that's fake. That's probably, you know, being, you know, it's Hollywood. So I'm pretty sure he's probably getting an injection or something or keeping it all at bay, keeping age at bay. But on Vince Vaughn's fattest days and on my skinny days, Vince Vaughn looks like my somewhat less attractive, older, taller, more successful brother.
You think Vince Vaughn is less attractive than you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. On his worst days and my best ones, yes.
Okay.
I think we're similar enough. And then the humor is, you know, again, the delivery is pretty similar. I mean, I was like this before Vince Vaughn got to be a big deal, just so you know.
I always say that I was DJ from Full House. Cameron Bure.
I know.
I look just like her, except now that she's done Dancing with the Stars and she's really fit and pretty.
Yeah.
Now I'm her less attractive, less successful looking doppelganger.
Right, but there was a time. There was a time.
There was a time we were the same.
Right.
When she was a little heavier and a little bit more... You know.
Right. Things were a little bit more stressful in her life. I don't know. Right.
Head to our Instagram page at Anna and Raven. We did side by sides and you can be the judge. Do we actually look like these people? And who is your doppelganger? Let us know there. How many Christmas trees do you have up in your home? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text Santa and Raven. According to the American Christmas Tree Association's nationwide survey.
I mean, if people have spare time on their hands, rest assured, somebody will start a club for anything, right?
Association, Raven.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
96 million households will have a Christmas tree in their home.
Right.
Now, have you ever wondered why people put up Christmas trees in the first place?
Not really, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
In the earliest history of Scandinavia, it was traditional during the celebration of the winter solstice to bring an evergreen tree into the home and decorate it. Since the evergreen was the only type of tree that lived through the entire winter, the family saw it as a symbol of continued life.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Scandinavia.
For that and whatever else you've given us, I don't think my tree, I mean, I've got questions as to whether or not it's going to make it to Christmas. I forgot that final cut, Anna, right before we put it in the stand.
If you don't do the final cut, that's what they say will shorten the life of your tree the longest. But
every day my wife is telling me this thing ain't drinking.
You know what I read on the American Christmas Tree Association's website?
Okay, right.
81% of people have fake trees.
All right. I mean, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
That I found that shocking. I would think it was the complete opposite way around. I would think a majority of people would have real trees.
This is when Anna is going to tell you that she considers herself a purist. Oh, which is what she says whenever anybody in the planet does anything different than the way she does it. What do you think? You think that the real tree is the pure way, right? It's clearly the Scandinavian way.
I just, maybe because it's my tradition, like maybe that's what I grew up with. So I believe that that's, you know, I don't want to say the right way because whatever works for you and your family.
Sure.
But I do feel that I found that to be surprising. I thought more people would have real trees than 81% having fake trees. But the other thing that caught my eye is that the new norm is multi-tree households.
Oh, yeah.
I only have one tree. I've always only had one tree. To be honest, that's all I can really handle. How many trees do you put up in your home?
We have four at the time being. Four, and we almost bought another one this year. I wanted to buy another one this year, to tell you the truth. We have four. So we have one real one. Right. That goes in the main room and that's where the gifts go under and all that. And then we have three fake ones. To be fair, two of the fake ones are smaller. Right. Okay. They're smaller trees, but they're still 4 foot tall and they're in the house. So, we have four, two in the dining room, one in the living or TV room, whichever way you want to look at. And then we have a fake one in the den and that one is white. So,
you have one of those white fake trees.
Yeah, we have one of those white fake trees, and that's like all beach decorations. And then we have, you know, two like that are like pre-lit, pre-decorated. You know, we've maybe switched out bows or whatever on those.
Seems like a lot of
in the dining room. And then I wanted to put one on the patio. Okay. To tell you the truth, we ran out of time this year.
How many Christmas trees do you have in your home, and why? Do they have special meanings, or do you just collect them? I'm curious. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, which is a real thing, we just learned, there are 96 million households in America right now that have Christmas trees up. That's a lot.
Who's on that association board? Is it all tree farmers, you think, or
elves.
Is it your grandmother?
Elves, no. Santa Claus.
It's my grandmother.
People that are holly jolly in general.
My grandmother loved to just go to meetings and be in charge of stuff, you know? That's what it is.
It's Anna and Raven. But what I found surprising was that 81% of people that have trees up are fake trees. And I thought that was kind of crazy. I thought it would be the other way around. 81% would have real trees and the minority would be fake, but that's not how it is. But the other thing that I thought was really interesting, you can get all these stats right on their website, is that it used to be the norm that you had one Christmas tree. You gathered around the one Christmas tree you decorated. Not anymore. The new norm is you have multiple Christmas trees.
Anna, we have McMansions nowadays, all right?
Do we?
We have a 1,200 square foot basement rec room. Of course, there's got to be multiple Christmas trees.
Maybe you have that. I certainly don't
have
that.
I'm just saying, if you've got some space, you got to blow it up.
We asked on our Facebook page, and we asked, how many Christmas trees do you have in your house right now?
Yeah.
And this made me sad. Annette wrote, I believe we have at least six, but this year, due to the limited amount of people in the house because of COVID, we're only putting up four. COVID ruined Christmas trees for them.
I mean, it took two trees away. They still have four. Four's a pretty good number.
That's a lot.
Four is a pretty good number.
But you can head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, let us know there. What I found to be really interesting is that you either only had one or you had like over five. It's like people are either obsessed with Christmas trees or they're, you know, like me, they only have one.
Well, it's like a tattoo, right? You break the threshold, you get the first one or you get the second one. You're not afraid anymore. You're not afraid of Christmas. You're not afraid of fake Christmas trees. And I would say if you've got more than two, you're probably going fake with at least half of them. That's my opinion.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, how many Christmas trees do you have in your house?
My wife has 12 trees for each of the 12 days of Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, right. She's actually been collecting them over the years, and now we have one in every single room. They are all full-sized fake trees. I swear she must have spent like $2,000 on these trees over the years, but she always wants to put all of them up. Guess who has to box them up and put them all away at the end?
Yeah, that's your job. Yeah, she had to buy the 12 trees, and now it's your job to put them away.
trusted with 12 trees worth of stuff. My neighbor, same thing. Every room, there's a Christmas tree, and they've got two massive nutcrackers outside the front door. They're like 6 foot tall each. Ann Raven, how many Christmas trees do you have in your house?
I have four. We have, you know, the big one in our living room, and then each of my kids have one in their bedroom. So the ones in their bedrooms are smaller. We go down, we cut them every year. It's kind of a fun family activity where my kids get to go pick out their tree, and then we get them delivered to our house.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I see the cars that have, like, the two, three trees on top, that's a lot of
it's
trees.
It's a lot. But my kids love it. They make the house smell amazing. So I'm happy to do it.
Hi, Ann Raven. How many Christmas trees do you have?
So I have one, but I wanted to point out something to Anna, okay? The reason a lot of people don't have real trees is because some people live in apartments. I found out this year, living in an apartment for the first time, that I'm not allowed to have a real tree.
What? You should move.
So maybe that's the reason so many people don't have real trees.
Oh, I never even thought. I thought for allergies, maybe. I know that allergies for Christmas trees is a big thing. I never thought that an apartment building wouldn't let you have a Christmas tree.
That is nonsense right now.
I'm very disappointed.
I'll be the rule breaker right there. I'm bringing in this Christmas tree into my apartment.
You should write a letter.
I'm putting an American flag out on my patio if I want to. I might even grow on the third floor. I don't care.
What do you pay HOA fees for?
I'll do all those things.
I'm going to bring a real tree to your house right now. Head to our Facebook page and let us know. How many trees do you have up in your house? Search Anna and Raven. First time I heard this story, like when you hear something and it just stays with you and you just keep thinking about it over and over and over again and you can't let it go?
Something terrible, or maybe the sad dog's eyes on one of those commercials when you're flipping through channels. I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Here's a bit from the news.
A mom ate five-day-old sushi for dinner. This is how her brain shut down.
Okay.
Wait a minute. First off, just that guy's voice and the music is a little ominous.
Right.
This is how her brain stopped working.
Well, that's kind of what happened.
What happened?
So she went, first of all, here's her first mistake.
Okay.
She went to a gas station that sold sushi. Problem number one, right there.
Why is that even legal? In what state is that happening? That's terrible.
So I've seen it. I've seen it at plenty of gas stations. So she bought the sushi from the gas station. She brought it home. She shoved it down her throat. She told her husband afterwards that it tasted a little sour, but she just put a little extra soy sauce and wasabi on it, and she was good to go, which I've also done.
The news guy said it was 5 days old. It was 5 days old and living at a gas station?
Well, who knows? That's the thing about gas station food is you don't know how long it's been there. What do you know?
The only thing that you can eat at a gas station, I'll tell you right now, is like combos or a Snickers. That's one thing that I know.
Well, here's the thing about this is that she ate the five-day-old sushi that she bought at the gas station. She knew it tasted funny, but she masked it with wasabi and soy sauce. And now, all of a sudden, she starts hallucinating.
Oh, good.
She starts, she can't stop hallucinating.
Right.
Bugs crawling up and down the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't figure out what's wrong with her at all. Sleepless nights, anxiety. She goes to the emergency room. They can't figure out what's wrong with her. They finally figure it out. There is a giant tapeworm in her stomach that's
been there
for the whole entire time. Oh, my gosh.
I just want to imagine for a minute that we're eating gas station sushi, and then we're transported magically to, like, a dead show in the 70s, and we're like, I'm unshaven for whatever reason.
Your idea of hallucinating and my idea of hallucinating are not the
same.
I'm
like, stay away from the peanut butter sandwiches, man. Stay away. All right.
Yeah. Yours sounds like a trip. Hers sounds like the worst thing that ever happened.
But they figured it out. That's the good news.
Yeah, but it made me start thinking about it. I go, there's certain things that there is no circumstances whatsoever you should ever eat at a gas station. Number one being sushi. Number one. But other things. Pizza.
Yeah.
You know how they have those pizza that looks like cardboard?
Yep. It's
you
always
should
there.
Never eat that. Like, who knows how long that's been in there? That looks like the lunchroom cafeteria pizza they used to serve on Fridays in 1997, and it probably is from 1997.
Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. We all ate that pizza, too. And we all eat the Elio's. We eat the terrible pizza. I'm going to say that the pizza is more of a safe choice, all right? You know what you don't want?
What?
Taquitos, all right? The little things that it's not a taco, it's a taquito. And it's been rolling on that grilling thing for days. You don't know when they look fresh versus when they look like they've been there for 6 months.
That was
some
guy.
You have no idea.
There was a board meeting, and they're like, listen, we got these hot dog roller things, and no one's buying the hot dogs anymore.
Right.
What are we going to do?
What,
and then
what
one
works
guy,
on that?
One guy was like, I got it. Taquitos. People love them.
That was his shot.
That was it.
That was his calling for left field moment right there in that marketing pitch.
I almost got myself pretty sick, I think, myself, too. So one of our producers goes to the gas station for food every day.
Every
which is disgusting.
Day.
All the time.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. And he said, I said, get me something healthy. And he brought me back. You know, it just said on the package, fresh fruit.
Good.
And I looked at it, and I was like, huh.
Picked from where? Provided by who? Yeah.
And I ate it. I could be hallucinating right now. I don't even have a morning show.
Would explain a lot, actually.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Roger and Lucy. Lucy, what's going on?
My husband, he will not let me use gift bags for wrapping presents.
Why?
Because they're presents. They're not sacks of groceries. I mean, you know, bags are for groceries and things you buy at the store. A present should be wrapped wrapped neatly with a bow, all that fun stuff.
So, clarification sake, if you go to a birthday party, is this just Christmas time or is this all the time? Anything that's a gift should be wrapped.
No, it's all the time. A gift is a gift. And it needs to be wrapped. It's not a bagged item. I mean, that's just strange.
Oh, my gosh. You could put tissue paper on it, and it just makes it look really lovely. And it's just easier to move, and it's eco-friendly. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And who's got the time to be sitting down, wrapping a whole bunch of presents? Oh, my gosh, you can reuse
the bag. It's easier, and it's lazier. I mean, it's a gift. You got to put thought into the gift, and that carries over into how you wrap it. I mean, you just don't throw in a bag.
I will say that I don't like wrapping gifts. It does take me a long time.
Sure.
But Christmas is like that exception. I wrap everything when
it's
it comes to
Christmas.
It's got to
be Santa paper, right?
It's got to be holiday paper. That's like part of it. It's like you open
the
gifts.
Holiday bags.
You can peek in a bag, though. You can peek in a bag.
You put the wrapping.
Santa doesn't give gifts.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I get it. It feels kind of like you're mailing it on the end. It's like just the purchase is enough. Now, if somebody's bringing me something, and not to say that there aren't nice gift bags, because there certainly are, but if somebody's bringing you something or to visit or it's a housewarming or something like that I'm cool with. If it's you and a dozen of your friends out at the bar for your birthday, when we were allowed to go to bars and be a dozen of us, then, yeah, that I get a gift bag. But Christmas time, I come downstairs, maybe one or two gift bags, but the rest of the stuff, I want to see it wrapped. I'm with them.
Well, here's what we do is we can see what our audience has to say. And they may agree with you, Roger, that Christmas is for wrapping, and that's the end of it. But they may see Lucy's point, too, that, like, who cares? It goes in a bag, and it's, you know, it's hidden, and now it's not hidden when they take out the tissue paper, and you're overreacting.
Okay, well, I just want to say one more thing, though. It's not him doing the wrapping. It's me.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, is are you wrapping, Roger?
Well, check this. I mean, I'm happy to wrap it, but you can't stack presents in bags. So if you have a bunch of boxes that are wrapped nice and neat, you can fit more presents under the tree. You can actually literally stack stuff. You cannot stack a bag.
Well, this is a fun argument. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couples court with Anna and Raven. Seems like such a silly disagreement, but people are very passionate about it this morning. We're in the couples court. It's Anna and Raven. Lucy came home and she had bought all holiday gift bags. That's her plan. She's going to put the gifts in the gift bags and she's going to hand them to people. But
every single gift.
Everyone. Roger, not on board with that.
Yeah, Roger thinks it's impersonal. Basically, he says that I want my gifts for Christmas to be wrapped up, and you should be wrapping everybody's gifts. And he says not even Christmas, every single holiday. He says the bag is something that you put groceries in. Basically, if you give somebody a gift, you want them to know that you took the time to package it as well.
Yeah, let's check the text line, 1-800-330-9999. I feel very strongly that if I'm the one receiving the gift, I want to unwrap, in all capital letters, the present, not open a bag.
I'm the same way. Like, if you hand me some, gift bag is something I get, like, when I go visit, like, a friend's store, all right? Or if I brought you, like, a bottle of wine for a housewarming or something like that. I mean, I might not even put it in a bag. I might just carry it in. But the bag is just an extra little touch. When it comes to, you know, my birthday or something, especially my birthday.
Okay.
If we ain't just friends hanging out at the bar, if it's my birthday, there better be a bow on there, too.
Another text says his side, but only if it already comes in a box or if it's small. If they just it's just clothes, you can put it in a bag. Okay.
I mean, we all know what a closed box looks like, too, though. It's those so flat, annoying. Square ones.
It's so annoying, though, when you have to buy boxes.
You know what's the worst?
It makes me so mad.
But what about the people that tape the corners, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Why did stores stop giving boxes? Like,
it's called money.
I don't like it.
It's a pretty straightforward concept.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on her side. I believe in wrapping in boxes, like wrapping paper, but they're called gift bags for a reason.
Right, so that people can sell them to you to put gifts in. I mean, nobody bequeathed it besides a marketing company. I mean, all right.
It is genius, though.
Thanks for the call.
Whoever came up with the idea is very smart.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
Because he knew there were lazy people out there.
Like me. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I am on her side. The bags could be used again. I get some beautiful bags every year, and I save them, and I use them to wrap gifts for the next year for other people.
Yeah, I do have a collection of holiday bags. I really do. And birthday bags, and baby shower bags.
I mean, everybody
does. And bridal shower bags.
Everybody does, because everybody else has handed you one.
It's so sad when you get one that's, like, clearly been used 10 times, and you have to throw it away because you know it's the end of its life.
You know what's also sad, though, is when they filled out the tag. Don't do that.
Right.
Come on.
Are you crazy? Now I got to cut that off.
Come on. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm definitely on the woman's side. If Roger wants to play Santa Claus, then he's got to do the work.
Right. Let him wrap
That's
everything.
That's all I got for you. But you guys are great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank we you, appreciate it.
Have a great morning. But you can't wrap your own gifts. It defeats the purpose. I mean, she should at least be wrapping the gifts for him. They mean something to him when they're wrapped.
Yeah, but his argument is in general about the whole thing. And let me see him get the scissors and tape out.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lucy, our audience agreed with you. Roger, if you're not rapping, you don't get a say. If she wants to put it in bags, it's bags it'll be. And she's right. You can reuse them, and it's eco-friendly.
See, this is the problem with the direction we're going today as a society.
Oh. You're right.
We're losing it.
You're right. I'm with
Whatever.
You. This is what's wrong with America. You're right,
I'm just
sir.
Saying. Everybody's agreeing with me. Ha-ha.
Everybody's lazy.
That's right. Right. I'm with you, man.
You have a problem, too. Send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. You are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jackie.
All right, Jackie. Here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I give you about 3 seconds. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But you beat him, $600. That's how much you're going to get. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, question number 1. Netflix lost the rights to The Grinch and have taken it off their streaming service. In the 2000 film, who famously played The Grinch and how The Grinch Stole Christmas?
Oh, no idea.
Number 2, TBS cut off the last 20 minutes of Jingle All the Way when it aired this week, and people were upset. What does TBS stand for?
Central Broadcasting System.
Number 3, Joe Exotic has asked Kim Kardashian to help get him pardoned from jail. In which state would you have found Joe Exotic's former zoo, the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park?
Texas.
Number 4, Billboard has a list of the 100 best songs of 2020, and the top 3 are Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, and the last song is by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. What song is that?
I'm not sure.
Number 5, Dr. Seuss, The Grinch musical airs tonight on NBC. The Grinch will be played by Matthew Morrison. On what Fox show did he play teacher Will Schuster?
Glee.
All right, Jackie. We bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven!
Yo!
All right, Jackie only got 1 right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's see how I do.
All right, number 1, Netflix lost the rights to The Grinch and have taken it off their streaming service. In the 2000 film, who famously played The Grinch in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey, right?
Yes. Number 2, TBS cut off the last 20 minutes of Jingle All the Way when it aired this week, and people were upset about it, rightfully so.
Right.
What does TBS stand for?
TBS is Turner Broadcasting... Turner Broadcasting System Service.
No, it's System.
Oh, System.
You said too late. Wrong.
What?
Doesn't matter. You guys are tied. Number 3, Joe Exotic has asked Kim Kardashian to help get him pardoned from jail. In which state will you have found Joe Exotic's former zoo, the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park?
Just going to take a shot, say Florida.
Nope, it's Oklahoma.
Okay.
Number four, Billboard has a list of the 100 best songs of 2020. And the top three are Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. And the last is by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. What song is that?
Savage.
Yes. Number five, Dr. Seuss, The Grinch musical airs tonight on NBC.
Okay.
The Grinch will be played by Matthew Morrison. On what Fox show did he play teacher Will Schuster?
Was it Glee?
Glee is correct. I'm sorry, Jackie. Raven beat you 3-1 this morning.
It's Jackie and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info. We're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
We're going to throw another $100 in the pot. $700 for tomorrow morning. But coming up next, Santa asks for your help identifying who belongs on the nice list and who belongs on the naughty list. You can call the Santa tip line at 833-431-0905. Who called the tip line? You're going to find out next with Anna and Raven.